Hanging in the studio with Sleep Signals on the Regional Rock Hour, 92.1 The Eagle. Introduce yourselves, fellas.
I'm Sean Fitz. I play guitar.
I'm Robert Cosgrove. I'm vocalist.
I'm Josh. I play guitar.
I'm Anton. I play drums.
I'm Mark. I play bass.
So Sleep Signals, hanging out. You got a show coming up tonight, shortly, 7 o'clock, Algona at Lifers. Very cool name. I dig the Sleep Signals name. How did you come up with it?
You know, we just had a big list of names that we liked, and that happened to be one that we picked out. We all had some interest in kind of sleep phenomena stuff, like lucid dreaming and sleep paralysis, things like that. So it fit really well. And ties in well to we kind of try to express, I guess you call it, dreamscapes in our music. So it fits really well.
Any other names before this, or was that just the
that was the only one? Yeah, that was the one that we started with, and we haven't changed names yet. So,
is this the current lineup? Is this the one that you've had the whole time, or have you made some changes?
We've gone through some changes here and there, but yeah. Try to keep things as consistent as possible.
Now, how would you describe your music? You say kind of a dreamscape.
Yeah, lyrically and content-wise, very influenced by, you know, I guess that dreaming concept. But musically, we're influenced all over the board. I guess we're always considered active rock, I guess is what most people would call it. But, we bring a lot of elements of post-hardcore music and, a lot of 80s, early 90s kind of rock metal influence in there too. So
aside from like the active rock, each of you guys, what would you say your favorite music is to listen to when you're not listening, like say rock's out of the picture? Is there anything else you guys like to jam on?
Oh yeah, like I'm more of a, like my forte is like metalcore and like hardcore, definitely like gent stuff, real technical, After the Burial, Animals as Leaders, Periphery. I absolutely adore bands like that.
Awesome. And I grew up on a lot of the early 2000s hardcore metalcore stuff. I was really influenced by a lot of the Orange County bands, Old Avenged Sevenfold, 18 Visions, Old Atreyu, Bleeding Through, stuff like that. So that's my forte.
I'm awesome. Kind of there too. I listen to a lot of my influences as well, and a lot of the new metal stuff too, for sure.
So no country music for any of you guys?
John Mayer.
that's most of my pastime right there.
I think we all listen to a pretty wide variety of stuff, though. Yeah. We all have our favorites and that kind of thing. But I think everybody kind of listens to a little bit of everything.
Okay. I get into some weird stuff.
Shelton's pretty good.
Yeah. What's what do you keep then pretty much on rotation? Like you get in the bus. What's in the player now?
Ivan gets throwing headphones.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. We all yep. Do the same thing on music.
Oh, yeah. That's avoid some fights that way, that's for sure. So you got six of you touring, you doing separate buses then with Cold Kingdom.
Yep.
You've been on the tour now a little over a week.
Yep. This is day 8, I believe.
Yeah.
How's it going so far?
Nine.
Great.
Yeah, it's been good. Shows have been really good. Fans have been coming out and really supportive. It's been a really good time.
Where are you headed after Algona tonight?
We're in Algona tonight, and then tomorrow we're in Springfield, Missouri, in Anton's hometown.
Awesome.
And then we'll be heading down to Oklahoma City on Sunday, and then we get our first off day of the tour after 11 days. So it'll be a nice off day. Yeah. We'll go and hang out down in the warmth of Texas for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Are you hitting up a bunch of spots you've been before, or is there some new ones on this tour?
Yeah, most of the places that we're hitting on this tour we've hit before. There are a couple of new spots out, on the West Coast through California and stuff like that that we're hitting for the first time. But yeah, for the most part, we've hit most of these markets before. So
you set a set list for the night. Is it the same every night, or do you like to mix it up? Do you have it set before you go, like the show, or do you just kind of play it by ear?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we've played the same set list. More than maybe once or twice. But we change it up a little bit here and there, and it's everybody's kind of getting over being sick right now, so we've kind of had to change the set list a little bit to accommodate that. But we had a set list when we came out, but I don't think we've played our actual set list one time yet. So
no. All originals? You do any covers or anything? Or?
We do one cover, but it's kind of a recreation, I guess. We do a cover of Seal's "Kiss by Kiss from a Rose."
And, no way.
It's a reimagining of it, though. It's not quite like the original, I guess.
Definitely our own taste on it, for
Hell
sure.
Hell yeah. Yeah, so. that's a good one to mess around with. I actually...
It's a great song. It really is. It's a great song to cover.
I sang it to my wife at our wedding reception.
There you go.
So a special place in my heart for that song, for sure.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that one, man. That's awesome. You typically write all the lyrics, Robert, or is it like a group effort?
Everybody contributes in their own way, and we kind of run everything by everybody usually. But I'm typically the primary writer, like I said, we try to get everybody's collaboration on everything as the songs progress. Especially once we get into the studio, we don't necessarily have everything written completely before we get into the studio. A lot of the songs develop as we as we work with the producer and that kind of thing. So we try to get everybody's collaboration on the music as a whole, though.
Do you typically record the song before you even perform it live, then, just to get it completely written?
I don't think that we've played any of the songs that we play right now before we recorded them. When we tour, we're out supporting a record. So right now we're out supporting At the End of the World, and none of those songs were played before we had gotten out and started supporting that record. So
getting ready for the tour, how often were you guys getting together to practice, and how long did they last? Like, how grueling were they?
I mean, it's a little bit complex for us, actually. We are a Minneapolis-based band centrally, but none of us actually live in Minneapolis. We're all scattered all over the country. We've got Texas, Missouri, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois. So with the current lineup that we've got on this tour, we hadn't actually gotten together for a full rehearsal until 2 days before we left for tour. So we had a very grueling 2 days.
We had 4 hours of sleep during that.
And
about 30-hour practice sesh.
Yeah. That was how we kicked off this tour.
Thank you, Eric. Right. Gosh, that guy.
What are some of the challenges that you face as an up-and-coming band going out on tour, getting out there? Just what's some of the roadblocks you've run into?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the biggest one is getting creative and trying to figure out how to get more people out to shows, because unfortunately, we're up against Netflix and YouTube and Facebook and everything else, and that really has definitely taken a toll on live music. And, bands are hurting, venues are hurting, everybody's hurting. It's a challenge to come up with creative ways to get people to still come out to shows when, their friends are there Facebook Living it. They can sit on their computer and watch it. So please don't do that if you're listening. Please come to the show, because it's much more fun in person. That's definitely the biggest. And, we tend to have really, really bad luck with our van right now. So we that's definitely a challenge for us. We tend to break down a lot. Yeah. But it's a reliable, nice van. That's always obviously a struggle, and it happens always on a weekend, so that we end up having to cancel weekend shows. And
yeah. Last tour with the trailer. Yeah. We kind of looked out on that one.
Right.
What happened there?
We kind of just outgrew our trailer. And we noticed the axle was just kind of overloaded, and it started blowing tires. And 3 days in, we literally had to get a brand new trailer.
Yep. Oh, man.
And there was an amazing company out of
Illinois. Yeah.
And they were so awesome to us, and they, let us do a trade-in for the trailer and us back on the road, with that day. So, but it did financially hit us pretty hard. But they were fantastic and got us back on the road. We weren't able to play that show that night, but the next day we were just fine. So
able to get back out and
things like that happen. It does happen for sure.
Yeah,
and it's unfortunate. But.
Oh man, especially touring like this time of year, you never know what the weather's going to do.
Yeah, the weather definitely plays a factor. Always have to play it safe.
It's been good so far this tour, though. Weather hasn't been too much of a problem. I think we drove through a little bit of snow. Mark will argue that, because he's from Texas and the cold is what gets
him up here.
Snow is a new concept.
Like three jackets in, this guy's in shorts saying it's beautiful. I'm trying to not to freeze.
Were you the one? Did you guys make a Facebook post?
Yes, that was me.
You had never seen snow before?
Apparently not. No, and then they decided to break it in with a fun snowball fight.
Awesome. We had about 100 snowballs.
It was one sided, but it was fun. Cold, but fun.
Quite a few.
Hell yeah. You know, I'm missing out on games of King of the Mountain, and there's all kinds of fun stuff you can do in the snow.
So we just got to get him a snowsuit.
Yeah,
there you go.
Please.
So far, what would you say the highlight of your career has been?
I mean, I would say, the touring aspect of it, just being able to get out on tour and meet fans and, make a lot of new friends. Opportunities to get out and tour with other bands that are doing the same thing that we are, that are, working through the grind. Cold Kingdom is doing, that's why we're out with them right now on tour. They're doing the same thing. We're just getting out and grinding, and you're wearing a Screaming for Silence shirt. We've gone out with those guys. They're great guys.
They're awesome.
Just the opportunity to get out and meet other bands and meet fans, and the opportunity to grind it out, that's what keeps us driving. So
Torito Supreme, right? That's the name of the tour?
Yeah. Right, yep.
Okay, after this, are there any plans for what's next, or are you just kind of seeing where this goes?
Yeah, we've got some festivals coming up in the summertime, and we're routing some tours right now around those. So we'll be out again in May and June, and then we're looking to be back out again in July and August. So we'll have a really busy year this year. We're looking to be out, at least 6 months out of the year. So, yeah, it's... we haven't announced any of those new tour dates, but I imagine shortly after this tour completes, we'll be announcing those. So.
You're pretty much kind of sticking in the middle of the country now. Are you planning like west and east after this?
This Torito Supreme tour is actually hitting the whole West Coast too.
Oh, okay.
So it's
awesome.
A 5-week tour. We hit the Midwest, the South, and the West Coast. So we'll be repeating a bunch of markets that we hit out there. What was that? August and September, I think.
Yeah.
So, we try to keep fresh in markets, every 4 to 6 months or so like that. So, we'll be back out to the East Coast again in May and June. We were just out there in December.
Good times.
We'll hit the whole country, a couple times in the course of a year. So.
Now, streaming sites, website, where can people find out more about Sleep Signals?
Yeah, we're on all the social media, Facebook. Facebook.com/sleepsignals. Everything is /sleepsignals. Twitter, Instagram. You can find our music on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, all that good stuff.
So tonight, 7:00, Lifers in Algona.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's actually our first time in Algona. Every band we know has played in Algona, so we're excited to finally be able to make the trip down there and check it out. So
yeah, it is a smaller town, but the folks there are very passionate about their hard rock music. So
I know they bring it every time. I've seen Screaming for Silence and Cold Kingdom. They've both been down there, and I've seen video, and it always looks like a good time. So we're excited for it.
Hell yeah, we're looking forward to seeing you guys tonight. Anything to add before we go?
Just like I said, the reason we do this is so that we can meet people, meet fans, make friends. So if you come out to a show, come up and talk to us.
Don't be afraid. Nice guys.
Yeah, come
meeting you guys.
Come tell us your name. Come take a picture with us. You can add us on Facebook.
Oh, yeah,
all that good stuff.
I'll post that. I'll tag you.
High fives and hugs and.
Yeah. So just come out, say hi to us.
Thanks a lot, guys. I know it's a bit of a trek to get down here. I know.
Thanks for having
little
us.
Little detour. You got it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Support live music. That is the biggest thing always. Just support live music.
Oh yeah.
Straight up.